The most common question that's asked when we talk about the Makos is, why did God need to give the Egyptians 10 Makot? We know that God is great, all-powerful. God could have walloped Egypt with one super-packed Maka that would have been so powerful that Paro would have right away dropped to his knees and said, I'll let the Jews go, God, whatever you want, God is great. But why is that? I think there's two possible answers that I'd like to share with you. The first one is that when it comes to learning, when it comes to education, process is the most important thing. If you do things slowly, if you do things methodically and carefully, you teach much, 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 much better. There are people that love to read fast, and when they read this material super fast, what ends up happening is they really don't get much of an integration of the material into them. They might be able to pass their test, and they might even be able to do well. But if you ask them a week later, they have no idea. They can't even tell you anything about what they learned. And so if you're going to wallop the Egyptians with one supercharged Maka, yeah, it is true that Paro would relinquish, but would Paro really learn about the greatness of God? Highly unlikely. More likely is that Paro would just have been at his wit's end and had no choice but to let the Jewish people go. And so that's one possible answer. I saw a beautiful answer by Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well. He talks about the need to teach Paro that God has mastery over every single element and every single component in the world. And so if you go through the Makot, what does God do? God shows that I control the water. God shows I control the earth. I control the animals. I control human beings. I control every single piece. Why? What does God gain from that? What God gains from that is it's the ultimate learning tool for the Egyptians. See, the Egyptians believed in the pantheon of gods. There was a god of fire, there was a god of water, there was a god of the sun, there was a god of the land. They believed in a lot of different gods. And so to them, the idea that there was one entity that was stronger than another was not so crazy. The Nile, the all-powerful Nile, was very, very strong. On the other hand, the sun god was king. The sun is always out in Egypt. It barely ever rains. What God was saying to the Egyptians was, I need you to understand that I have complete mastery. When it's done, you will not find a single part of the world. You won't find anything that I don't have mastery over. But I am God, and I have control over everything, which actually then negates the idea of the pantheon of gods. And instead, what it shows them is, it demonstrates that God has an absolute mastery over everything on this planet. And as a result of that, they were forced to acknowledge the greatness of God. That was what God wanted to emerge out of Egypt. And that's why one would not have been sufficient. But with all 10 of those, God comes out as truly great. Have a wonderful day.